The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Folks, I'm telling you, the Democrats are in overdrive damage control. Seminar callers on talk all day. They're running segments like this now on ABC News. Listen to this.
New rivals, Vance and Walls, both veterans. Vance, who deployed to Iraq in the Marines and did not see any active fighting, going after Walls' military background, accusing him of leaving his unit before it deployed to Iraq and lying about his service, seizing on this moment.
And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
He has not spent a day in a combat zone. What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not.
Walz served in the Army National Guard for 24 years and has never claimed to have seen active combat, despite those comments that he carried a gun in war. He retired honorably in 2005 to run for Congress as the crisis in Iraq was growing. The Harris campaign saying in a statement, the governor carried, fired, and trained others to use weapons of war innumerable times. Governor Walz would never insult or undermine any American service to this country. In fact, he thanked Senator Vance for putting his life on the line for our country. It's the American way. Walls hitting right back.
Donald Trump, he sees the world differently than we see it. He has no understanding of service.
Again, that was the exact same line from the seminar callers saying, well, Trump never served. He doesn't know anything. He never lied about it. That's the conversation here. This is big. They know, folks. They know. But they knew it. They already knew about this. And they went with it anyway. And notice the deception in that ABC clip. They don't play all of the clips of Walz. They don't play the C-SPAN where he claims he was deployed. They don't play the dozens of times or however many times he's said when he's carried the weapon of war in battle. They don't play that. And then they say, oh, Vance claims that he abandoned his military unit. No, Vance didn't claim that. Members of his unit claimed that. Members of his own unit made that claim. Not J.D. Vance. But and they attack Vance. They say, Vance, who never saw combat. Vance is not the one who lied. Vance is not the one who lied and misrepresented his service. I'm telling you, this is all the script. They sent out the script last night, and they're all on it today. It's the exact same script. It's the exact same talking point. I heard it all morning on talk radio. Exact same bullet points. Another call. Justin, Army, North Carolina, go ahead.
Hold on, pardon my language. My old crap bag. I did not deploy. I signed up. I did everything for deploying, and at the last minute, they cut me out. I loaded every box that went out, and I got hurt on the job, just like any other job. Something fell on me, messed my spine all up. I got to take gabapentin every day. It sucks. I'm constantly sick. Like, I feel like I'm going to yarf all the time. And I would trade this for being able to go climb towers and use my Army service to have an actual job any day of the week. I'm not trying to live off the system. I take the money they give me, I reinvest. And this guy claiming that he deployed so that he could get ahead when I admit that I didn't deploy. I just got a regular workplace injury in the Army. That sucks. That sucks. I could claim I deployed. I could apply for all kinds of programs and get all kinds of money, grants, and I could own my own business. But nobody cares about me because I didn't deploy. I don't even use the VA for health care. I pay out of pocket for most. I got lucky because my wife is a boss.
Well, you know, I would say the difference then, Justin, between you and Tim Walz is that you are an honorable man.
I got fellows. They're just like me. And one of them committed suicide by police because nobody likes us. Civilians don't like us. The other service members don't.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is, you know, I know that that's a very real thing for you, but I will tell you that we love you. We love you here. We love you in this audience, and we really cherish you and your voice. We mean that.
Nitric Boost. turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
We're going to continue to take calls from veterans on this issue. I may just preempt the rest of the news. I don't know. I got a ton of other news I want to cover, but I may just preempt it all with these veteran callers. We'll see, but we're definitely going to spend the next 20 minutes with our veterans on the line. And in fact, Green Beret Naptime, Army veteran in North Carolina, we actually showed his post earlier on Tim Walz wearing the hats, which he knows what he's doing. Well, Green Beret Naptime has called in. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Good. I just wanted to, you know, give a little background on why this kind of upsets people. I mean, you kind of hit it on the head. He's doing all these things, kind of lumping all these little bitty things together and trying to make it seem like he was this combat veteran that did a bunch of time in war and knows all these things. And then it turns out he deployed to Italy one time, left before he went to the Sergeant Major's Academy. And then now he's wearing, you know, SF stuff in public to do interviews and to meet with important people. So, like, clearly, you know, there's an agenda here, and there's a right for especially Green Berets and other veterans to be upset about what he's doing.
So you seem to not only have better understanding of what Tim Walz's deployment was. I guess this is somehow either already published or maybe available for people to see. So just kind of get more into the detail here about what it is he did exactly, and then why it's so offensive for him to misrepresent his service.
Well, so he started out kind of using his campaign using the eventuality of his campaign to get out of the Iraq deployment. He was in a CSM position, so the National Guard a lot of times can't fill. And the regular Army actually does this too, and Special Forces does this too. They have, a team sergeant position for an ODA. They don't have an E-8. They can fill that, so they put an E-7 in there, a sergeant first class, and then they're the acting team sergeant until they can go to, you know, the correct course and then get pinned the rank that they're supposed to be in that job. Same kind of thing was happening with him. He was a master sergeant or a first sergeant. They moved him into a CSM billet because they're probably short on people. And then everyone was talking about when he found out and, you know, he got out and whatever, that's all here or there. You can argue it either way. He did drop papers technically before the WARNO came for Iraq, but at the same time, when you're in a CSM billet for a battalion that's potentially going to deploy, you know, months and months ahead of time before that WARNO is going to drop, what's happening. I mean, there's a playbook. You know, everyone knows what's coming down the playbook, you know. So he did that first, left his unit to go to his political career. That's fine. You know, everything's, you know, I get it. You know, you pick what you want to do in life. But then it's just the constant other things that he has done. He talks about taking weapons of war that he used while he was in war, and he was never in war. He deployed as a supporting element to, he says OEF, which is Afghanistan, but then he says Iraq. So everything's kind of mumble jumbled because, you know, OEF was Afghanistan, OIF is Iraq. So with that coupled with him getting out and then him wearing a SF crest hat, whether it was gifted to him by, the rumor right now is it may have been gifted to him by First Group, that's fine, cool. I got gifted stuff from Navy SEALs. I have gifted stuff from CAD guys. And guess what? I don't wear that stuff out in public. I'm not a Navy SEAL. I'm a Green Beret, right? I don't wear 82nd Airborne stuff out in public because I wasn't a part of that unit. And it's disrespectful for any service member to wear something like that. Now, if you're a father and you're a family member and your son or your daughter, whoever did something, and you're representing their unit, perfectly fine. Again, not a big deal. No, we're not like out here searching for people who are just wearing hats that they're not supposed to. But when you're running for governor, you're running for these higher elected offices, and now the vice presidency, it's important to be honest about your military career, and he absolutely was not.
Well, and I had mentioned this earlier, too, because I've had a lot of people just, because I host the show, I do a lot of veterans outreach, talk to a lot of veterans tune in. I've met a lot of veterans out there. And so, I've been gifted some things over the years. I've been gifted some patches, gifted some pins. And, I mean, I've had family that served, but I'd never go out and wear their hats or their pins and because it just didn't feel right. But like I said, when I was just a younger guy, just a young, dumb kid, and I had somebody give me a military pin, and I put it on a jacket that I liked, and he was like, just so you know, it's not exactly appropriate. I just thought it was cool. He's like, oh, I'm not saying you're bad, but just so you know, that's not exactly a good look to be wearing somebody else's pin. People might get confused and think you served. So it was explained to me when I was really young. But I think the big issue here is he knows what he's doing. It's a political tactic. So it's kind of like you said, hey, look, if you don't want to go serve, or you don't want to go into a war zone or Iraq or wherever, Afghanistan, and you find a way to get out of it, okay, fine. You, like you said, you make your own decisions in life. But he made that decision, but now he wants to gain some sort of political leverage in his political career off of service that he never engaged in.
It's propaganda. It's what it all boils down to, and it's the whole reason I have an account on X and trying to fight this. I mean, I taught a higher level planning course at SWCC after my time on the team, and I studied the left and their tactics throughout history, specifically the last 100 years, and socialism, communism, all of it is responsible for over 100 million deaths worldwide in the last 100 years. Insanity, right? But this is the way they do things. They misconstrue the truth just enough, and they change it just enough to get people to think that they are something that they are not. And that's yep. what Tim Walz did. And then the other thing is, too, everyone talks about 24 years. Like, I'm not trying to diminish anybody in the National Guard. You're serving your country. You're doing great things. I have utmost respect for everybody in the Guard, the Reserves, whatever you do. Like, even the Coast Guard. Love you guys. But don't sit here and try to act like you were a war veteran when you weren't, and don't try to act like your 24 years is equivalent to even a year of active duty. Because when you break it down, National Guard is once a month they drill, 1 week in the month, and 1 week a year. Sorry, I got a baby yelling in the background.
Hey, that's no problem. I appreciate you calling in at Green Beret Nap Time. We showed his post earlier. I'm glad he called in. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for weighing in on this. And again, though, I don't know what the best word for this is. We talk about, like, the Democrats build this victim economy based off of skin color or whatever it is, and then they pretend they're something they're not to take advantage of the victim economy. Kamala Harris is a perfect example. She's African-American now. She's black. She's one of you. No, she's not. No, she's not. She has no African-American heritage. Her mother is Indian, her father is Jamaican, and she was raised in Canada. She's not African-American. I'm more African-American than she is. But they make this, so it's kind of like stolen valor in the victim economy. So, I'm one of you. I'm black folk too. I'm African-American too. I'm in the hood too. Look, I listen to black records. I listen to black vinyls, black music. See? Oh, I listen to Snoop Dogg. I listen to Tupac. Oh, I smoke weed. I'm black now. Oh, that's funny. You've been Indian your whole life. Then you were the first Asian woman representation in the Senate, and now you're black. So it's all these Democrats do. They put on all these different masks in order to get political power. That's what it is. They wear all these different masks to deceive voters and gain political power. Let's go to Phil, Navy veteran in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, radio check.
You got you loud and clear.
Fantastic. So, yeah, Green Beret said exactly what I was thinking, Todd, as well. He minced his words, but yes, he deployed, quote unquote, in support of one of the operations, not to an actual combat theater. I did not deploy, and for many years, I, you know, was very ashamed of that. But the thing about the military is this. It's not there for you or any goals that you have. You're there for it. And when you sign your name on the dotted line, you are signing away any amount up to and including your entire life. And so, you know, it kills me to see guys not getting medical care. It kills me to see that they're spending, you know, 20x the amount on illegal migrants that than they are on veterans. You know, but that's the world we live in. So as far as Tim Walz goes, I think it's almost a red herring. We have more imminent threats to be worried about than this guy misrepresenting his service. So like Alex Jones says, we all need to be out there and making him and you redundant. We have real problems in this country. I don't think we should be getting hung up on something like this. Veterans, we're all big boys and girls. We've done much harder things than have people lie and try to become one of us when they're not. So by the numbers, 3% of people took up arms and fought in 1776. 10% of Americans signed on the dotted line for the amount up to and including their own lives. They served. They're veterans, right? And, you know, I believe that we need 20% of the population to sign what's equivalent to a new Declaration of Independence to stand up in the info war and let these people know they're not going to get away, Jamie Raskin. You're not going to get away with your plan. You need to get out there and take the information you're putting out here and give it to your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. And we need a massive population that is so large that the enemy stands down. Otherwise, I feel like we're going to lose everything.
Well, I don't disagree with your analysis here. And, you know, my approach is, because yes, this is the info war, and I see right now that they're running massive defense on this Walz story because they do know it hurts them politically, so I'm just running massive counteroffense. But you're not incorrect. I mean, yeah, the bigger issues is we have a wide-open border, and it's like I got this whole stack of what's going on in the UK and in Britain. And folks, what do you think the open border here is going to do? It's the same thing. It's the same result. Now, we have a much larger landmass, and, you know, they're just now hitting these population-dense areas with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, soon it'll be millions. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing. Now, I mean, I don't know if they're bringing in the religious extremists like they are in Europe as much as they are just, you know, third-world impoverished people, but they're bringing in gangs. They're bringing in criminals. So it's going to be the same result. So, yeah, I would say overall, is Tim Walz lying about his military service the big story? No, it's the economy. It's the open borders. It's how their policies are going to destroy us, or how Biden and Raskin and others are basically insinuating that they're not going to let Trump take power, or even this news out of Georgia where they are finding all the election fraud from 2020, just overwhelming evidence. So I don't disagree with you, but my tactic today is I see them running massive defense on the story, so that tells me there's an opening, so I'm just running massive offense. Now, I don't know if I really carry this on too much more past today, but I see an opening, so I'm trying to gash them on this, and that's why I'm trying to get the veterans involved too. But, Phil, I appreciate your comments on that. Let's go to Donnie, Navy veteran in New Jersey. Donnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, man? Can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear, Donnie.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, first of all, this is flat out good versus evil. They're throwing this evil son of a bitch up here just to show everybody that they don't want to steal another election and force us. They're going to force us to utilize our Second Amendment. And it's the psycho billionaires that are behind it all. The psycho billionaires are just laughing at us. It's unbelievable. And you know, I've been watching a lot of stuff on X today, and they're saying that this guy's compromised. He's compromised like Pence was. He's completely compromised. I mean, I've been through a ton of stuff. I'm a vet. I fought in the Gulf War. Fought like hell. I don't even remember the Gulf War. That's how hard I fought. Tampon Tim, he's a joke. He's a complete joke. And they're just flouting it in our faces. That's all they're doing. They don't care anymore. They've got it stolen again. Why do they have to push us so hard for us just to be good people?
Well, you know, that's a very loaded question to get into, but you know, I like to go off of instincts, and I like to go off of, you know, people can phrase it how they want, but to me, it's God's plan, God's timing. And so, you know, in a way, maybe that even feeds into the instincts aspect of it. But there's no doubt, and this is why people get frustrated, there's no doubt that we're reaching a point in this country's history that we haven't been to in modern times. Just we really haven't. None of us have really experienced like that, like what we're going through. Now, throughout American history, there's obviously been a civil war. There were multiple wars fought when the country was first founded to maintain and keep our republic. But we've reached a point now where, yeah, I mean, more people know. I mean, there's a very high percentage of people that believe the 2020 election was stolen or know the 2020 election was stolen. So I don't know. I don't know what happens if they steal it again. Maybe they back off. Maybe they think it'll be too aggressive in their plans to collapse America and they'll awaken a sleeping giant, whatever that means. And maybe they'll just back off because it'll just be too obvious, too big. But you're going to have a phenomenon no matter what. I mean, where we're at today, and there's still 89 days to go, nobody will believe Harris Walz wins an election. It just, whether they do or not, nobody will believe it.
They're just not. They don't care. We've got to a point where these people, all right, could you feasibly be a billionaire? I couldn't. I love people too much. I would give most of my money back. I would help humanity. But no. In order to be a billionaire, you need to be a psychopath.
Well, you've got to wonder how they can present a ticket of Harris Walz and expect to be taken seriously. I mean, this is the least serious ticket ever. I mean, it's a joke ticket. It's a clown world ticket. Donnie, thank you for the call. Let's go to Brian, Army veteran in Connecticut. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, I can't believe I got in again. I just have some questions for maybe more recent veterans. When I got out almost 40 years ago, but I see people around town in their BDUs in public, which was not code when I was in, and headgear off and on at the wrong times. So have they changed the rules, or are these National Guardsmen that don't care so much? You know, maybe it's that simple. Hello?
Well, I don't have the answer to that.
No, maybe one of your callers could explain it, because your earlier guest with the fancy mustache said military is about standards, and he's right. But I've known people in the National Guard, and the standards are definitely not as high as when you're full-time. So maybe it's that simple, but if I see someone doing that kind of stuff, I'll call them out on their stolen valor.
Okay, anything on Tim Walz?
He's a piece of crap. He's a liar, scumbag. You know, they all are. The Democrats have got to go.
All right. Well, that's simple enough. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Smitty, Army veteran in Texas. Smitty, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right, man. Hey, yeah. Look, I was 36th Infantry, Texas Army National Guard, 2005. We were in Altacottam for a year, and we were doing patrols. We were infantry and 19 Delta Cav Scouts. We would go back and forth. On May 22nd of 2005, my platoon got hit. We lost a guy. He's not dead, thank God. I mean, he was medevaced out. Willie Nakaza, great guy. Hope he's listening. 2 days later, 3 days later, May 25th, my platoon got hit again, this time my vehicle, right? And we lost a guy, still alive, thank God, and that's Jeremy Lee. Hope Jeremy's listening too, okay? So when I say I hate stolen valor bitches, I hate them.
Well, I would imagine anybody who's had to, you know, witness the worst of it, losing friends and fellow brothers in arms, infantrymen, whatever the case is, overseas, when they see somebody lie about their combat service or deployment, that it would probably irk them in a very, how should I say it, in a very intense way.
I can tell you this, that the 11 Bravos and the 19 Deltas that I served with, I got to serve with some of the best men in the world. And they're all in Texas right now, and we have a reunion every single year. And we see each other every year, and we talk every single year. We don't do a lot of talking online to each other, but or even on the phone. For obvious reasons, but anyway, yeah, I just want to go ahead and say that because at the same time, roughly, Adam Kokesh was probably 6 miles to the east of me, and Tulsi Gabbard was probably 25 miles to the north of me. So I know, and all in the Sunni Triangle. So I know what was going on very, very well there. So, you know, anyone who says anything about them or anybody, especially who was there at that time, especially, hell, the actor Dean Cain was there. He was there in May of 2005 at Altacottam. So, I mean, I'm sure he can attest to it, you know. So,
well, anyway, I'm sure there'll be plenty of more voices talking about this issue. And there was just the story, just to kind of echo what you were just saying, Smitty. Thank you for the call. Now there's a story in the New York Post. Grieving mother who lost son that was in Waltz's unit that he left is angry and ashamed. Calls him a coward. So look, it's one thing to be a coward if you want to classify Waltz as a coward. And you know what? That's for active duty or veterans to say. I never signed up for the military, so I'm not going to sit here and call the guy a coward. So if others that did or deployed or were directly involved in his unit, then that's one thing. But the issue here is not cowardice. It's stolen valor. It's lying to the American people about your service and what that represents to people who actually served. That's the story here. Cowardice may be forgivable. Lying about deployment, not so much.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable, and it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast-to-coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun, so we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce, right? So this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not, there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all-time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to take a couple more calls from veterans here, and then I got to get to some other news. And then Harris was asked about the stolen valor, and what do you think she said? We'll see. Let's go to Ace, Air Force veteran, California. Ace, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to let all the veterans know. I was watching Tim Pool last night, and I'm not defending Tim Waltz at all, but there are these units called deployable ground stations, and they're in places. I know there's one in Italy, and what they're in real-time live theater with boots on the ground, but in a different aspect. So they're there. I'm one of them. I'm a OIF and OEF veteran. And even though I wasn't fighting there on the ground next to them, we were there. So I just want to let a lot of people that are quick to judge, they might not know about these. I don't know if the senator was or the governor was in one of these units, but you know, I just wanted to let people be aware of this because yesterday, people are just ragging on, oh, he wasn't there. But there are these special units that are there with them. They're just there remote.
So what does that mean exactly? What is he doing if he's in Italy?
It's all live time. It's surveillance, running drone programs.
But he's not. Was he carrying a weapon of war?
A weapon of war in these units are drones that are laying waste on those people over there.
Okay, but if he's talking about, because he uses this when he's talking about banning guns.
Right. Yeah, if he's using it when he's talking about banning guns, but I just wanted to let, you know, the viewers know and the listeners know that, you know, before being so quick to judge, there are people that are there with them that are not physically there next to them. But I understand your point as far as using that as a gun control talking point.
Well, let's see if he answers these questions. Certainly, at some point, he's going to be asked them. He can't avoid the media forever. So somebody's going to ask him these questions. We'll see if he clarifies or not. So we might get a better idea with some of the callers, including the last one, of what he may have been doing over there. Thank you for the call, Ace. But still, I don't think he can. Still, the claims he's making seem to be completely exaggerated or just outright lies. But maybe, hey, we'll see. Let's see. Maybe he'll answer the question someday. Let's go to Anthony, Army in Texas. Anthony, go ahead.
I want to look at Ace full of doo-doo because I served in the military during the deployment during Iraq, and it was broken down into several parts. You had Desert Shield, which means we set up in the desert, and you had Desert Storm, which meant forward deployment, meaning we were in movement on an attack. So Mr. Waltz was in artillery, which means he was 13 Bravo. So unless you know the MOS, military occupational specialty, pretty much you're not going to Italy to do nothing unless you're in the Air Force. But if you're in the military, you did not deploy. Now, I served in the 24th Infantry Division, and I also served. I didn't deploy forward. I served in support, loading airplanes in Honor Army Airfield. So I served in support of Iraqi freedom, but I did not deploy. Language is everything. So, yeah, you know, maybe he's not a coward, but he's kind of worse than a coward. If you cannot deploy, if you cannot rely on what a man says, then you can't rely on him, period. Because is the enemy over the hill? Yeah, I think so. You think? Again, you have to know what you're talking about. If you are not sure of what you're talking about, keep your mouth closed. It doesn't matter. Like Tulsi Gabbard, she's an officer. Bannon, he is an officer and a gentleman in the Navy. Jack Posobiec, he was intelligent, a naval officer. Officers and a gentleman. They get, like I said, I was a non-commissioned officer because I was a corporal for a certain time. But once I gave up squad leader position, I went back to an E4. That's the difference. If you're an E4 and you're in a squad leader position, you are promoted to corporal, then that means you are an NCO. Language is everything, brother. So maybe he's not a coward, but his word cannot be trusted. And everybody that has worn the uniform knows this, period.
Well, and I would say I'm not implying that you meant anything different, but I would say that he knew exactly what he was saying. I think he knew exactly what he was saying and why he was saying it. He knew he was misleading. He knew he was misrepresenting, and he did it for political gain. It's stolen valor. Let's go to Bill, Air Force veteran in Florida. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, Owen, how you doing, bud?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to call him a coward because I had my retirement papers put on the paperwork. I was getting ready to retire. And I had a couple of other E-7s. I'm a mess sergeant. They were E-7s. You know what the military people know what that means. But I had my retirement paperwork in, and they like, we need a mess sergeant to go over and serve in Iraq. And I'm like, okay, I'll go. Because the other two E7s, they put their retirement paperwork so they wouldn't have to go. So, yeah, I call them cowards. They didn't want to go to the combat zone. So, yeah, they're all cowards. Anybody that puts in retirement paperwork in so they don't have to go into the combat zone, they're freaking cowards.
So would it be fair to say, the call of duty rang Tim Walz and he ignored the call?
Coward hung up his hat so he wouldn't have to go into combat zone.
All right, Bill, thank you for the call. All right. I want to thank all the veterans that called in. We could take veteran calls the rest of the show. I got one segment left after this. I want to quickly do this. Do we have the Kamala Harris clip, guys? Let's go to Kamala Harris asked about the stolen valor accusations.
Some of the criticism has been about your vice presidential pick and his leading the National Guard at 24 years. Dan said that he deserted his own troops for his own colleagues. What's your take on that?
Listen, I praise anyone who has presented themselves to serve our country. And I think that we all should.
So she just completely dodges the question. So it sounds like that's what they're going to do is just not answer the question and just going to say, oh, we thank J.D. Vance for his service. That's what the statements have been so far from the Democrats is, oh, we thank J.D. Vance for his service. So they asked about Tim Walz. They say, we thank J.D. Vance. So it looks like that's going to be their deflection. Pretty good play. I mean, I'll give them that. It's smart play, especially if you don't want to be honest about it. So that's going to be their play, it looks like. But, hey, that's your big Kamala press conference, guys. And then she was asked if she'd do a real press conference. And here's what she said.
Madam President, there's been a lot of questions about when you're going to sit down for your first interview since being the nominee. Do you have any
update on that? I've talked to my team. I want us to get an interview scheduled before the end of the month. Thank you.
Oh, you want to do an interview before the end of the month. Okay, let's see. It's August 8th. You're going to do one interview before the end of the month. Well, actually, you don't know that. You don't know. She's going to talk to her team. She wants to do one interview before the end of the month. She also said she agreed to one debate with Trump. So I don't know if that means she's not going to do the other two. But so there's your big Kamala with the press, guys. Wow, on the tarmac with a loud airplane for 2 minutes. Way to go.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic. During the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Segment here. I got some other news stories to cover. We'll have to decide what we want to do with this final segment. Remember, folks, please support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how this show is possible with myself and the great crew and our great guests and our great veterans. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And the entire InfoWars MD product line is 25% off. Nitric Boost, 40% off for cardiovascular health. Good Night Sleep, 25% off. You know, I talk a lot about Good Night Sleep. Why? Because I like getting a good night's sleep. That's 25% off. Just part of the Save InfoWars mega sale happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's some limited edition t-shirts up there as well. So if you like this show, if you like Harrison Smith in the morning, if you like Alex Jones in the afternoon, please support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, what do we want to do on our way out here? I mean, there's so much crap on walls here. I didn't even get into all of it. Here, let's do this. There was a group of protesters at the Harris rally. These are the anti-Israel protesters that are holding the Biden administration accountable for what's going on in Palestine. And so, guys, let's go to the, I think it's going to be clip 24 first. I think that's the protesters. So it was about 1,500 people at this Harris rally. And then the protesters were able to shut it down momentarily because it's a small rally, so they were able to drown out the crowd here in clip 24. Oh, nope. I'm sorry. That's, oh, my gosh. All right. Well. Okay. Hold it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Find the protest clip. We have the response clip, guys. I've got the response clip ready to go. I just don't see the protest clip. So find the protest clip. So we'll go to that clip now, though. Oh, I apologize in advance. This is Bon Iver performing because this is the only way Harris gets anybody to show up. So she did it. She gets Meg Thee Stallion, has a big rally. She gets Bon Iver. She has a big rally. Then she had a rally with nobody except herself and Walls in Wisconsin, and they barely got 1,000 people and got drowned out by protesters. So go ahead and roll Bon Iver. Just go ahead. I'm sorry if your ears bleed. Just go ahead.
Yes, we'll rally around the flag.
Rally around the flag. There's no flags. There's literally no flags.
Shout in the battle cry of freedom.
Oh, yeah, the Democrats love freedom. They're all about freedom.
Rally from the plain.
Yeah, they love the Revolutionary War, too, the colonists, right?
The battle cry of freedom.
Okay, all right. That's good. That's enough ear bleeding. All right, do we have the protesters now? All right, we're going to pull that in. Oh, my gosh. So this is going to be their strategy, folks. Again, the hype for Harris is already worn out. It's like a new toy. Oh, Harris is here. Let's go have a big rally. Oh, Tim Walz is here. Let's go have a big rally. It's done. So now we got to get Meg Thee Stallion. We got to get Bon Iver. We got to get Taylor Swift. We got to get Eminem. We got to get whoever else. We got to pay people $10,000 to promote us. We got to hire OnlyFans models. That's where they're at now. How does that guy win awards? I mean, I don't know. I've never heard his music, but it, I mean, that performance was like, yikes. Yikes level. All right, here's the Jeez. Here, the protesters had a better performance. Here's the protesters. Behind that white dude? Serious. So they're, yeah, I guess it's not Ilhan Omar. Looks like her. Could be her sister. So it's a small rally, maybe about 1,500 people. So the anti-Israel, pro-Palestine protesters were able to shut it down momentarily because there's so small amount of people there. So they're blaming Kamala for the genocide in Palestine. All right. Now listen to Kamala's response. This might actually scare you. Here's Kamala's response in clip 23.
You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Ooh, that look. I think every man in America needs to see that video. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, men? Seen that before? Let's play that one more time. Go ahead.
You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Now that's not just the look of an angry woman that, you know, that's the look of an angry woman that will prosecute you. That's the look of an angry woman that will persecute you. That's the look of an angry woman that, given the power to destroy you, will relentlessly without remorse. Wow. I hope every liberal that's against the genocide in Palestine sees that. And I hope every man that has seen that look before sees that and knows exactly what energy that represents. Guess I should probably just leave it at that, huh, guys? By the way, the Biden crime family. It's amazing how this barely gets any news. But it is mainstream news, but barely anywhere. All day long, I didn't really see it. Romanian oligarch hired Hunter Biden to influence U.S. policy, special counsel says. Wow. The Biden crime family. Political pay for play. Hunter Biden accused of being hired by Romanian businessmen to influence U.S. policy. The special counsel said in a filing, Hunter Biden and two associates were hired in 2015 by a Romanian oligarch. Now, again, Hunter Biden is due in court next month. Special counsel's claim in a court filing Wednesday in the younger Biden's federal tax case stems from Hunter Biden's work on behalf of Gabriel Popovicu, a wealthy Romanian who prosecutors say hired the president's son for legal work in late 2015. So this might all come out. All the Biden crime family pay-for-play bribes might be coming out in September. And this might have had something to do with the Biden ouster too, folks. You know, we kind of exist in a live play-by-play of American politics now. So it's like whatever play you're running on the field, you run that formation and you run your play. I you know, this could have been a major reason for the Biden ouster. Not just the threatening him with the 25th Amendment, not just the we don't want you anymore, we'll destroy you. Let's not forget the Biden crime family. Let's not forget the pay for play, the bribes, the millions of dollars that were being brought in. Why Hunter Biden, who never registered as a foreign agent, why would he be receiving payments for political favors? Because his daddy was the vice president. That's why. So, okay. I think August is going to be like a time for us to maybe just kind of catch our breath. September's going to be wild. With at least one presidential debate and the Hunter Biden tax case that's going to show the millions of dollars Hunter was bringing in for daddy's political favors. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break. We'll see you again tomorrow. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.